Speaking of Women's Health presents. Speaking of Women's Health podcasts, health information podcasts with health and lifestyle experts from across the country. I'm your host, Leslie Burford. Episode number 7 with Dr. Rachel Pauls here in Cincinnati, Ohio. We are going to talk about some very interesting things now that a lot of women tell us they want to know. I've got my libido, I love my partner, everything's great, but we've been together for a while, and it's getting kind of monotonous. When your patients come to you and maybe have the same sort of statement, boy, that's an open door. Yeah. What do we say to that one?
Well, I think that a lot of times we fall into a sort of pattern of behavior where this is what you do. You start out with the kissing, and then you move to this fondling, and then you, whatever the next step is, either manual stimulation, oral mm-hmm. stimulation, and then it's penetration, then it's over. Yeah. And it can become somewhat boring or just a little bit tedious, monotonous for both partners. And I think that can also lead to a little bit of stress and possibly curb the libido for some people. Yeah. So in those situations, I think it's important, first of all, to try and encourage people to have an open mind and to educate themselves a little bit about what else is out there. And maybe that means trying different types of sexual intercourse that you haven't tried before. Maybe that would mean purchasing a toy or a vibrator or some sort of bedroom paraphernalia that you wouldn't otherwise incorporate, and trying that out with your partner, a new lubricant or sometimes something like an edible oil to encourage some new exciting behavior. I've seen various candles that melt down into massage oils. Oh. So sometimes having a nice candle, you light the candle, then you give each other a massage. There's body powders where you can dust yourself with a powder and lick it off. There's games that you can buy to you know, card games with new sexual experiences on the cards to try. Sometimes it's even something so simple as deciding to take a shower together or a bath together. Doing experiences that you wouldn't otherwise do, having sex somewhere different in the house if possible, even more interesting, maybe somewhere out of the house.
And it's
hopefully
all under
somewhere private.
Yeah. Keep an open mind. That's
but just, you know, is. Trying to shed some of the inhibitions or maybe preconceived ideas of what sexuality has to be. It doesn't have to be on the bed, in the bedroom, with the lights off. it can be more spontaneous and a little bit different. And sometimes that can just keep the spark alive. For other couples, sometimes buying books or reading or purchasing certain appropriate movie, video, erotica can really also give them some ideas of something to try or just kind of spice it up a little bit. Because we all do get bored and can fall into a rut, and that can impact on just how you feel about how sex is there for you in your life, and just sparking it up a little bit. And men often are very pleased to have the lady take the lead.
Oh, really?
In a lot of these issues.
Well,
as
that may be all it takes then.
So sometimes that can be a pleasant surprise for both partners.
So here's what I've written down, because I was making my list very quickly. Change the patterns by keeping an open mind. Perhaps that's the biggest one. Just keep that open mind.
Definitely.
Toys, lubricants, change the place, avoid monotony. And maybe just make a list of what you think would be fun and trade your list, go back and forth, and maybe you come to some sort of...
That sounds like a great idea, I think.
I mean, I have a great idea. I hope my mother's not listening.
I think a lot of times we think that we know what feels good for us. And we assume that somebody else is going to know that. And
it can be
a big mystery for a lot of guys or what's going to work. And we've got to share that. And maybe that's writing it down. Maybe it's just speaking about it, showing them what feels good. But if we don't know, then we can't tell them. So sometimes a little self-exploration.
Okay, that was one of my questions is,
what if you don't know?
Know?
What if you never,
I
see women who're not sure they've ever had an orgasm or have never had an orgasm. Mm-hmm. And then it's a matter of really trying to see what feels good on your own so that you can guide your partner. And if there is any sort of, for whatever reason, inhibition or shame surrounding that, that has to be overcome first. Because if you're ashamed of your body or to explore yourself and enjoy you should be enjoying, then how are you going to be able to relax and enjoy it with your partner?
And that certainly makes that makes a ton of sense. And perhaps that is the first step in just overcoming a whole lot of other things.
Absolutely. I think, when I see patients, I'll bring out a mirror and I'll show them their bottom.
Oh, yeah.
And describe what's what. And the fact is that a lot of times we don't even look at ourselves. Men can see their anatomy every day. Mm-hmm. We don't even look down there. For some reason, we're not supposed to look down there, even though it's a beautiful and natural part of our bodies. We don't call things by their right names.
Yeah.
We don't use the terminology vulva for the outside of the vagina and the vagina, the inside part. We're very bad at really knowing even our own bodies. And that's really the first step is know your body, know what feels good and be comfortable because it is beautiful and it is natural and that there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Okay, it's just what we were born with. It's all yours. It's just it's a different step, and a lot of women just haven't had the self to allow themselves to do any of this.
Absolutely.
And, if it the first 13 or 14 times doesn't work, that's okay. The 15th may be just perfect, so it doesn't have to be perfect the first time.
Absolutely, yeah. And just keep trying, communicate, keep an open mind.
Thank you. That's the word, open mind. We'll leave you with that. Thank you so much,
okay.
Dr. Bald.
Thank you.